Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The field is now set for the Sioux City Council election next month. The candidates getting the most votes, Rhonda Capron and Julie Shaner. Capron, the incumbent, received almost half of the votes in the primary with 49%. Shaner, the owner of Soho and Historic Fourth, came in second with 28%. If you add up the votes of the final three candidates, they received less than 1,000 votes. Michael O'Connor, Rosario Perez Jr. was 7% each. Michael Biala was 6%. Turnout for the primary was low, about 10%. There are about 45,000 registered voters in Sioux City. Capron and Shaner will be on the ballot in the city county election on November 5th, along with six candidates vying for four seats on the Sioux City School Board. And speaking of the school board, today the Chamber of Commerce endorsed four of the candidates. Their Good Government Committee interviewed candidates and chose Taylor Goodvin, Dan Greenwell, Mayuki Nelson, and Monique Scarlett. Also in the race are Sean Broyhill and Julie Albert. A swearing-in ceremony took place this morning for new members of the Winnebago Tribal Council. The election was also yesterday. John Snowball, Collie Brown, and Eric Dusty Armel will serve three-year terms. Thelma Chicky Whitewater will serve the final year of the late Kurt St. Cyr's term. St. Cyr died in June. Former tribal chairperson Darla LaPointe also ran but wasn't elected. Iowa Democrat Teresa Greenfield raised more than $1 million from July through September. She's campaigning for the seat held by Republican Senator Joni Ernst. Greenfield, a Des Moines area businesswoman, ended the quarter with more than $1.2 million cash on hand. Greenfield's campaign says 92% of the contributions this quarter were $100 or less, and noted she's significantly outpacing what Ernst raised about the same time during her first run for Senate. Greenfield is one of four Democrats competing to take on Ernst, but she's received the support of a number of national Democratic groups. Lawmakers in South Dakota are writing a bill to legalize industrial hemp in 2020, despite the governor's stated plan to veto it. The committee met this week for the first time since early September, when Governor Kristi Noem wrote a Wall Street Journal column saying she would veto the legislation. State officials in Nebraska have received $6.5 million in federal grants to help prevent and treat opioid abuse. The money will support the state's effort to reduce the number of deaths in Nebraska. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services says 183 people died in the state from a drug-involved overdose in 2017. Officials say the national epidemic isn't as severe in Nebraska as it is in other states, but it is still a concern. And tonight, journalist Bob Woodward will hit the stage at Morningside College. He is the guest this year for the Waite Lecture at Epley Auditorium at 7:30. The associate editor of the Washington Post is known for his coverage of the Watergate scandal. His most recent book, called Fear, Trump in the White House, was a bestseller. His topic tonight will be the State of the American Presidency, addressing the lay of the land pre-Iowa caucus. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. For the latest forecast, let's go to the KCAU 9 Weather Center.